We continue this month's audio with some sport. Think you know all there is to know about sport? Here are five world championships that you may not have heard of.
Lawnmower racing. In 1973, some British men were drinking beer in the Cricketers' Arms, a pub in a village in the south of England. They were talking sport, as men often do in the pub, when they all agreed that the problem with motor racing is that it is too expensive for amateurs. Just then, they noticed a man mowing the grass on the cricket pitch beside the pub, and an idea was born. Lawnmower racing. There are different categories, but the cost of the lawnmower is always much less than a race car. The sport has spread to the USA, and alongside Grand Prix-style races, there is also a Le Mans-style endurance race that lasts for 12 hours, which is probably just as punishing as the real Le Mans 24-hour race when you're sitting on a lawnmower. And given that lawnmowers can reach speeds of 70 kilometers per hour, it is just as well that they remove the mower blades before racing.
Chess boxing. Tim Woolgar is the British heavyweight chess boxing champion. Sadly, he's no match for Russia's Nikolai "the Chairman" Sazin, who has dominated the world championship since 2012. The idea for chess boxing originated in a 1992 comic book by French artist Enki Bilal, but was later developed into a real sport with clearly defined rules. The competitors alternate between 4-minute rounds of chess and 3-minute rounds of boxing, for up to 11 rounds in all. You can win either by knocking out your opponent in the ring or by a checkmate. As the players become more exhausted by their boxing, they find it increasingly hard to concentrate on the chess element. That's when they're in danger. As the sport's motto says, "Fighting is done in the ring, and wars are waged on the board."
Pea shooting. Now in its 50th year, the World Pea Shooting Championships is not one that you will probably see on TV. It only happens in the English village of Witcham, but as it doesn't happen anywhere else, that makes it a world championship. Moreover, they have had people enter from France, Spain, Scandinavia, and even the USA. There is an American military base nearby. The rules are simple. Competitors blow 10 dried peas at a 30.5-centimeter target from a distance of 3.65 meters. The target has 3 concentric circles. Hitting the smallest is worth 5 points, the middle circle 3 points, and the outer circle 1 point. Anyone can enter, with the 16 highest scorers in each category going into the knockout rounds, just like in a World Cup. For most of us, this may be our single best chance of becoming a world champion in any sport, so it is worth thinking about a trip to Witcham one of these days.
Toe wrestling. Alan "Nasty" Nash from England is a 16-time world toe wrestling champion. He's broken all but one of his toes playing the sport and done equal damage to numerous opponents. The sport was invented in the 1970s by a group of friends in a pub. They were thinking about England's sad lack of success in world sports when one of them had an idea. If they invented an entirely new sport, then, logically, England could win the world championship. And so, toe wrestling. The same sport as arm wrestling, but using the big toe instead, was born. The plan worked brilliantly, with England dominating the World Toe Wrestling Championships first and second years. Then, a Canadian had a go in the third year and won. But, since the arrival of Nasty Nash, no nation has been able to challenge England's dominance.
Conkers. Conkers are the inedible nuts that fall from the horse chestnut tree. In most countries, people leave them on the ground, but not in Britain. Children collect them and drill a hole to feed a string through. They then play a simple game. Two players take turns to hit the conker of their adversary with their own. The loser is the person whose conker breaks first. Traditionally, Britain's schoolyards are covered with pieces of broken conker every autumn. For some people, however, it's a game for adults too. The World Conquer Championship draws up to 400 players to Ashton in the north of England, where as many as 5,000 spectators watch. Neither sex nor age are important factors. The past two world champions have been women, and in 2017, the men's tournament was won by an 85-year-old.